Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 9th. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. We report exclusively that Microsoft has a new collaboration with Harvard Medical School that'll first be reflected in the release of a major update to its AI assistant, Copilot, as soon as this month. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The new version of Copilot will draw on information from the Harvard Health Publishing Arm to respond to questions about healthcare topics. The arrangement is an attempt by Microsoft to overtake some of its more advanced rivals in AI and not lean as much on its partnership with the maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI. Google says it'll invest 5 billion euros, that's about $5.8 billion, into Belgium over the next 2 years. It's the latest big funding push from a U.S. tech giant building up its data center infrastructure in Europe. Google said it'll scale up its data center facility in Saint-Guilain, adding 300 full-time jobs to its existing workforce of around 600 employees. The investment will go towards the use of AI, improve Google's ability to meet rising demand for Google Cloud, and help power services like Google Search, Maps, and Workspace. And Ferrari is rolling out details on its plan to release its first fully electric vehicle in 2026. The project has cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's been in the works for years. The automaker says the vehicle, the Ferrari Electrica, will be able to go from 0 to 62 miles an hour in 2.5 seconds, with a top speed of 193 miles an hour. The range on a single charge will be at least 329 miles. The first look at the car will be revealed sometime next spring, with deliveries slated to start later that year. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.